Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
Call 473-104.5.
Hello?
Hello?
For God's sake, who are you?
You're going to get it now.
Hello? Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello?
So you think you can help me?
Yeah, we can help.
Dirty Work Wednesday's on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
This is Amber.
Hey, Amber, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
So, this is going back a couple of weeks, but I think my boyfriend is lying to me about something that happened right before Christmas.
Uh-oh. Okay, what is the boyfriend's name?
His name's Heath.
Keith with a K or Heath like the candy bar?
Heath like the candy bar.
Like the candy bar. Okay, so what exactly is Heath lying about?
So, the Sunday before Christmas, his work had their holiday party at the in Norfolk. And he told me it was employees only, so, like, no girlfriends or spouses or anything. And first of all, I think that was a lie, but that is not the only problem.
Okay, so what is the problem?
So he's at his party, and it's getting pretty late, so I go to bed, and I get this phone call at, like, 1 in the morning, and it's from his friend Tim, who he works with, and Tim's like, hey, Amber, I'm just going to let you know that I don't want Heath driving anywhere tonight. We all had a lot to drink, and I have room here, and I'm just going to make sure he stays with me instead of driving. And so I was like, you know, like, does he need me to come pick him up? And he's like, no, don't worry about it. We're just, like, having a really fun time. Go to sleep, and he'll be home tomorrow. So I was like, okay, thanks.
So this call was from his friend? Like, he couldn't call you himself?
I guess not.
Did he even text you? Did he say like send you a text like, hey, sorry, don't wait up, I'm staying here?
No.
Wow. No. Okay. All right. So what happened next?
So he comes home the next day, like after lunch, and like it's super late, you know, in the afternoon, and I'm like, so did you have a good time last night? And he's like acting really shady about the whole thing, and I'm trying to ask him if he like had a bed to sleep in or if he just slept on the floor, and he's just like, the whole time he was just like, it was a crazy night, I don't remember, and he just keeps changing the subject and acting really weird.
Well, you know, there's a possibility maybe he honestly didn't remember. Like, I can tell you, Amber, I have woken up in a few places and couldn't remember how or when I got there.
But,
you know.
Yeah, but I don't know, it wasn't like he didn't remember, it was like he was trying not to, you know? Like, it just felt different. It was like he was trying to not talk to me about it, and then it's like I brought it up again a few days later, and he got really angry at me, and he was like, can we just drop it? So it just...
Okay, so he got defensive about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Was he, like, embarrassed that he got so drunk, maybe?
No, I mean, he gets wasted all the time, like, you know, and he's never been embarrassed about it to me before. Like,
all right, so what is your theory here? What do you think happened?
Okay, so I think something happened that night involving him, and he's hoping I never find out about it.
Okay, something like what?
I don't know, like, I was at... You know, it was a work party, a Christmas work party, and you hear stories about, like, crazy stuff happening, and people who work together end up making out with each other.
Right.
You know, like, maybe he wasn't even at the hotel, or maybe he tried leaving and, like, I don't know, like, got a DUI or something and didn't want me to find out. I just...
Well, you know what? That would explain why you didn't get any texts from him and why his friend called you instead of him. And it would also explain why he didn't come home until after lunch. I bet you're right. I bet you he got pulled and spent the night in jail. And you know what else? It definitely would explain the defensive attitude whenever you bring it up. I bet he's just embarrassed. I think that was it. So, you want to know for sure then?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I think there's a website or an app or something that shows if somebody got booked on a certain night. Like, he even shows their mugshot. Shag is going to work on that. And in the meantime, do you have his friend's phone number? Like, the one who called you? What was his name?
Yeah, it's Kim. Yeah, I have it.
Okay. I need that, and then I need Heath's phone number. And I think we're going to call both of them when we come back. No, we don't think... We talked about this with Amber. I said, if I call him, do you think we can trick him into admitting what he did? She said, I don't think he's going to want to talk about that night at all. So here's what we are going to do. We are going to call Heath. And we're not going to get him to admit it. We're going to see if we can get the friend, Tim, who covered for him, to admit what really happened. But to do that, we have to first get some audio.
Yeah, we've done this before.
Yeah.
this old song it is. Yeah. So we're going to call up Heath first, and this is Heath's number, so hang on a second.
Calling at random.
The idea is, can we use Heath's recorded voice to trick his own friend into admitting what really happened?
This old song and dance.
this old chestnut. And that's, of course, if you'd be the answer. So, all right.
Hello?
Good morning. Can I speak to a Heath here, please?
Yeah, this is Heath.
Hey, Heath. This is Steve Dua Lipa. I'm calling from Verizon AT&T Technical Support. How are you today?
I'm good.
Good. So listen, we're currently installing right now what will be our first ever 12G tower at a location that's about 1 mile outside of your billing address. You're still in Norfolk, right?
Yes.
Okay, so what this will be, it's going to be the very first 12G tower in Virginia, and we want to do some beta testing with some users in the area. Now, with your permission, we'd like to include your phone in our test zone. So basically, you're going to be one of the first people with 12G speed for downloads, texting, internet, all that stuff. It won't cost you anything, but we need your permission to do it. So I'm calling to ask if that's okay with you.
So I don't have to pay anything extra?
Nope, you're actually helping us out by testing it for us.
Do I need to do anything with my phone, or...
No, actually, the whole thing's going to upgrade automatically. You don't have to do anything except use 12G and basically enjoy the fastest phone technology ever invented for free. So can we go ahead and count you in?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, and you're okay with us sending an automatic update for your phone?
Absolutely, go for it.
Okay. Well, your phone should update overnight tonight, and enjoy the new tech, and thanks for helping us out.
Sure, no problem.
Okay, bye. Okay, so let's rewind that real quick, Shaggy, if you can.
Yep.
And cue it up to some of his voice parts that we're going to use now. Okay, find where he was talking.
So wait, I don't have to pay anything extra?
All right, I can't use that. Give me the next part real quick.
Do I need to do anything with my phone?
I can't do that either. Give me the next part.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. All right, let's use that. And let's...
Absolutely.
Yes. Let's use that too. Okay, cue those parts. And now let's get the creepy, scary music on because we are about to call... Oh, where's that other kid's number?
It should be right in there.
Oh, here it is. Okay. We're about to call Tim, the
Sneaky.
Best, the friend who covered up. And we're going to see if we can pull this off using Heath's pre-recorded voice. By the way, sometimes this doesn't work. I should warn you about that.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. So if it doesn't work, we usually just hang up and we run. like when you break someone's window by accident. All right. Here we go.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. Is this Tim?
This is.
Tim, this is the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. We're fine. I don't know if you've been listening this morning. We have had Heath and Amber on with us, who I believe you know.
Yes, I do know Heath and Amber.
Okay, so Heath just admitted to Amber what really happened on the night of the work Christmas party, and then she did a big forgiving him thing on the air.
She did?
Yeah, she sure did. She's joined. Didn't you forgive Heath, Amber?
Yeah, I sure did.
So now, as you can imagine, we heard about most of the evening, including the crazy parts. But Heath also kept saying, I'm sure Tim remembers more than I do. So we decided, let's just call him. Maybe he can fill in some blanks here. So first, let me bring Heath back in here. I got to make sure, actually, I have the right line. Hang on a second. Heath?
Yeah, this is Heath.
Okay, so before we get Tim's version of the events of that night, it's okay that he tells us what really happened, right?
Absolutely. Go for it.
Are you sure about that?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, like we said, he pretty much already admitted everything, and then Amber forgave him, so we just didn't know if he left anything out.
All right, well, what did he tell you?
Well, let's start with you guys. We're at the getting wasted.
Okay, yeah, so we realized it was an open bar, but only for like an hour, so like we needed to just drink nonstop. Right. Nobody takes a bathroom break until 9:30. Right. So by the end of it, we were hammered.
Okay, so now skip forward to the crazy part. And then, Heath, you're good with Tim talking about this, right?
I'm good.
Okay, so what do you remember, Tim?
I mean, I don't want to get you in any trouble here, so.
Don't worry, Tim. It's fine. He already told me everything anyway, so just go for it.
Okay, well, I'm just going to say that he was super drunk. And he told me there was a party in this girl's room who we work with, and he was going to go, and he told me to call you and let you know that he was staying the night at the hotel. And that was the last time I saw him.
Right. So the part about him staying in your room was a lie. Is that right, Heath?
Yes.
So did you even have a room, Tim?
No, I didn't have a room. I went home.
Okay. Now, do you remember anything else about that night?
Not really. I mean, it sounds like he told you pretty much everything.
Okay, so he asked you to call his girlfriend and come up with a story about staying with you so he could go party with this girl from work in her room.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, well, that pretty much explains that then. Amber, I think it's time we get Heath on the phone.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I thought he was already on the phone.
No, that was actually a recording of his voice, idiot.
What? Excuse me.
Okay, so, all right, let's get one more song in here. We will call Heath back and see if he admits to everything now that we actually know the truth.
Hello?
Hey, can I speak to Heath, please?
Yeah.
Heath, this is the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. We have your girlfriend Amber on with us this morning. And
yeah. Hey, you know what? I already know what's going on. I got five people texting already telling me about your guys' little prank. Okay? You can't fucking put me on the radio without my permission. That's illegal.
Well,
I'm going to sue the out of you guys for that.
That's as far as whether it being legal, I think it's kind of a gray area.
Not really. Good luck having a fucking radio show or even a fucking radio station at this point. I'm going to sue your ass.
So you don't want to talk about cheating on your girlfriend at the Christmas party? Okay. So Amber, I guess this is a conversation you're probably going to have with him after he like cools off a little bit.
I don't care if he's upset. Like, he should be. He should be called out for this.
That's exactly right. He's the one who cheated.
Exactly. And like, now I know for sure. So
there you go. Like, see, yeah, another satisfied customer.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.